New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet says it's heartbreaking to see the damage caused by flooding as he spends the week visiting communities affected by the latest inundation. With rain concentrating over southern New South Wales, a brief window of relief has opened for coastal communities. There are more than 100 flood warnings stretching the length and breadth of the state as floodwaters slowly recede and the focus turns towards the massive clean-up. Communities in Victoria are also recovering after flash flooding in Melbourne's outer east caused more havoc. Residents in the Melbourne suburb of Lilydale were hit with a savage downpour, with 40 millimetres of rain dumped in just 30 minutes. Senior meteorologist at the Bureau of Meteorology, Michael Efron, says relief is still some way off.
It's our second wettest October on record so far, so certainly playing with the La Nina and negative Indian Ocean dipole that we're seeing at the moment, and probably going to see those wet conditions continuing into the early part of summer as well.
A human rights campaigner supporting the LGBTIQA plus community says he was arrested with a colleague in Qatar after a peaceful protest. Peter Tatchell, himself a gay man, says state security held him for almost an hour and police deleted protest images and video. The Australian-born activist says he was interrogated about his travels and ordered to continue on to Sydney.
Qatar's human rights abuses are put out there on the world stage for everyone to see. Qatar is a serial human rights abusing regime. It abuses the human rights of LGBT plus people, women, migrant workers, and liberal Qataris. We must not allow Qatar to secure a PR victory in this World Cup season.